heart of the dog days of summer. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. More than 54 million people in the U.S. will be facing seriously hot weather over the next several days.
A lot of excessive heat warnings and heat advisories in the southern plain, Texas, Oklahoma, and parts of Arkansas. And then we also have some heat advisories, excessive heat warnings going into parts of the central plains like Nebraska, Wyoming, even Idaho, believe it or not, as well as parts of interior California.
National Weather Service meteorologist Brian Hurley says some parts of Texas could hit 115 degrees on Tuesday. With President Biden back from his Middle East trip, critics are charging he didn't accomplish much, but White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says they believe countries in the Gulf region will step up their oil production.
We anticipate to be an increase of production, but again, it's going to take the next couple of weeks, and that will be up to OPEC plus.
White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein insisted Monday there is not a recession looming, but most of the people responding to the latest Fox News poll are very concerned about the economy.
With a shockingly low 17% saying they think the economy is either excellent or good. 84% say poor or fair. Asked, has the president made the economy better or worse? Over half of those surveyed said worse, 55%. And perhaps most telling, asked if they wanted Biden to run again in 2024, just 27% said yes. Barely half, 51% of Democrats. And a paltry 14% of independents.
Fox's Kevin Cork. A new study is casting doubt on the ability of the president's cabinet. A report published by the Committee to Unleash Prosperity says the top 68 executive branch officials tasked with tackling economic challenges have an average of less than 2.5 years' experience. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden reportedly planning to declare a national climate emergency, perhaps as soon as this week.
The president has said he's willing to take executive action when it comes to climate. Now, the Washington Post reports sources say the president is ready to act. Two Senate Democrats urged the president to use the Defense Production Act to boost renewable energy products like solar panels. And Democratic Congresswoman Kathy Castor says,
we spent $152 billion on climate-fueled catastrophes. That's just last year.
Action on climate in the Senate stalled last week when Democratic Senator Joe Manchin blocked legislation aimed at promoting clean energy. He's concerned that kind of spending will increase inflation. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
They expect to complete jury selection on Tuesday in the trial of former Trump White House advisor Steve Bannon. He's on trial on contempt charges for refusing to testify to the House January 6th committee. Bannon says the charges are purely political. But a CBS crew arrested for trespassing at the U.S. Capitol is off the hook.
Fox has learned that prosecutors dropped the charges against the Colbert Nine. U.S. Capitol Police busted nine members of Stephen Colbert's team after business hours shooting comedy skits in a House office building last month. They weren't supposed to be there and were kicked out earlier by Capitol Police. Now, Fox is told that Colbert's team tried to get press passes to cover the 1-6 committee hearings in June, but they were denied because they weren't press. The Colbert 9 tried to cover the hearings anyway. That's when Capitol Police asked them to leave. But later, an aide to Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Jake Auchincloss let the Colbert 9 back in.
Fox's Chad Pergram reports Capitol Police are reported to be upset with the decision not to prosecute. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.